Hello and welcome to Teen Tech Talk. This is episode 14. I'm Jeff Zalawi. Along with me here is Dale and Corey. And today, Robert could not make it because he's sick. And we didn't get a podcast out on Sunday. It's been a while. It's been over a week since we got the last podcast out. A lot of us have been busy. I know I have, and so has Dale. We have college things now to, you know, transcripts and stuff like that. And Corey, well, I don't know what Corey was doing, but we couldn't get things done. But
quality time with his mother.
Shut up.
Were you spending time with her too, Dale?
Well,
all right. Well, getting back to tech, a lot of big things from Apple again this week was the new release of their Pro products with Aperture, the new Photoshop-like program, which is just for editing photos and looks pretty cool. It's not out yet. And also their new Power Macs, and the big one is the dual G-Mac, not G-Mac, Power Mac G5 Quad, which is extremely fast. It's 4 2.7 gigahertz processors on two chips. They put dual core, which is, you know, two processors on one die, and it's extremely fast. It's around like 40 gigaflops, which is so many billion floating point operations a second. So it's pretty, they should be pretty fast. I would like to see one in action. Transcoding video must be really good, and I'm excited about that. And also, yesterday I received my new iPod Video, the 60 gig black edition from Apple. What? Lucky. Well, I was able to sell my old one and buy this one. But if you're gonna get it, I would definitely highly recommend getting the FedEx overnight. I ordered it last week, a week ago, this Wednesday, and but it took a while to ship it. But then on Monday, it shipped from Shanghai, China, and then yesterday at 9 in the morning, it arrived here. So pretty fast to get all the way from China to here in one day. It's pretty good, or 2 days, and also they're ahead of us, so it could take 3 days.
Well, another announcement from Apple that was actually not an announcement, but was just missing once they made their announcement. If you go to the Apple Store online, they've mysteriously taken away the iMac series.
I kind of expected that to happen. They obviously didn't make any notice of it.
They're still producing them, they're not still producing them. They have used layaways, different stashes of them in the educational and government sections of the store, I believe. But they're not selling it to the general public, or if you,
Yeah, I think it was time for them to get away from, the CRT. That was the last of the CRT Macs, I guess. Now they're going to try to get schools to buy the new iMacs and stuff. And maybe Mac Minis.
Well, actually, a lot of schools now, aren't they using Windows, though?
A lot of elementary schools.
In my area, they used to use Macs in almost all of the schools. And then they switched over they signed a huge multi-million dollar contract with Dell, purchasing just lots of Dells. And now a lot of schools in my area, at least, are using Dells.
Yeah, Apple used to have a really big stronghold in the educational market, ever since the Apple II, and they held it for a long time. But in the recent years, Dell has really taken them back head on. The elementary schools in this area still use Macs up here in New Jersey, like all elementary, but high school seems to be Windows. And now... I didn't like the Macs for it in middle school, so about around 2000 and that time, but they were still on OS 9, so I had an excuse why not to like them. But now, now since they're all running OS 10, it's now I wish I had those Macs instead of clunky old Windows.
Yeah, well, like when I was in eighth grade, they just started coming out with them. We just got a couple of the ones with OS X when I had like two or three months left in school.
Well, Dale, isn't your mom a teacher? Does she use Macs?
No, actually, they don't.
They don't?
But a lot of elementary schools do use them because they don't have the type of money to have someone on staff servicing the computers all the time. And Macs are a lot less maintenance.
Yeah. That's something I noticed. They wouldn't have much maintenance. There's a lot more maintenance with the Windows computers than I noticed with the Macs. I remember there were, like, now in high school, there are always someone fixing, or the computers are broken, or they're always extremely slow. But back then, I would never really see
part of that to our student body.
Yeah, but also, but not the slowdowns and stuff is not, you can't blame them for that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they shouldn't, for normal use, they shouldn't do that. You know, people, you know, break keyboards and stuff.
Boards and things like that.
But that doesn't, yeah. But the computer, they have no, they're not slowing down the computer, you know.
Yeah.
As in going to the internet and how everything loads so slowly. Because like other schools, we'd have one guy for three different schools. For junior high, elementary, and then like the lower grades.
Well, actually, I was talking to one of the teachers. He's like the leader in the computer engineering pathway program thingy we have at our school. And he was actually talking about getting together a group to switch the entire school's already existing PCs to a distribution of Linux, which I was all for that, and I was talking to him. I thought
The guy who was in charge of technology at our school, he was talking about the K-12 Linux distro or something like that, the K-12project.org or something like that, and it's an educational distribution that's meant to be put onto computers throughout schools.
Yeah.
But it looks kind of old and not really that great. It's pretty much just Red Hat meant to network really well.
Yeah, they were looking to it to save money.
Hmm.
But even at that, though, the schools, they get such great discounts that it's not even worth it.
Yeah, with Microsoft, what is it, $38 to get the operating system in Office?
Yeah, it's really nothing.
Mac also has good things, but that the... was it Henrik Virginia? They had all those iBooks, but they were switching to Dell's. They had the big iBook stampede.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
But they were actually the first school. If you actually watch, you can find them online somewhere. Actually, I think the Mac TV Videocast has it. When they introduced the iBook, that was the Virginia school that that Steve Jobs was talking about in his thing. He said that they were working with the school, getting all the students iBooks, and, that was the testing school, and they gave them all those iBooks about 4 years ago. But now when they sold those books, now they got to deal with Dell and switching over to Windows. But
well, I mean, you were saying, Dale, that it's like $38 for Microsoft Windows and the Office suite, but times that by how many computers they have, that's a lot of money. And then you've got to upgrade every time they come out with a new operating system. If you choose to upgrade, most likely the computers that you've spent the money on aren't able to upgrade, because with every upgrade,
Corey,
with a Windows operating system.
It's Microsoft. They upgrade like an operating system every 5 years.
Plus also, it's not like they get an individual, set of licenses for each computer. They just get a bulk license and they can install it on as many computers as they want. So we have like thousands of computers. They can just install it on all of them. So if they get a new one, it literally costs them nothing more to do that.
Well, I just think that they would save a lot more money, and it'd be a lot easier to just switch over to Linux, because at our school, you can see like where they've got all the old crappy computers that they just shove away. Those could be turned into, with Linux, a decent operating computer that could be, you know, a decent small lab in each classroom. I mean,
okay, well, yeah. Well, even though I don't really want to argue against Linux, the thing is that, like, think of most staff members. Most of them aren't going to be able to figure it out. If it's anything different than what they're used to, they're going to be lost. And then what will happen is you'll end up having to spend money on training and things like that. And that will add up to be very expensive, because trainers are not cheap.
I think if you're starting from scratch, it would be a good thing to save money.
Yeah.
Because it's not that big of a leap. Macs would be more expensive. I think Linux would be a good idea. But if you get the trained person, I think you get better security that way also, because you are dealing with grades and stuff. But I think we should move on. I'll quickly talk about the, if you have nothing else to say, but quickly about the iPod video and my impressions. And I can tell you, I love it. And I converted, I think I have 112 videos converted, that not including music videos and podcasts, on the iPod. I use Handbrake to convert the DVDs. And the current version that's out there now is 6.0.2, sorry. And that doesn't have a queuing feature, so you can set up, like, you want to do this. Like, so for some DVDs, the Family Guy DVDs, they have different titles. Like, in each DVD, there's about, like, six different, like, say, tracks. For, like, a full movie, there'll be one track. There'll be, like, one, you know, like, 1 hour and, you know, 40-minute track, and then that's the one you rip.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but with the new Handbrake, you can actually get through their CVS. This is open source. You can download that and compile it, and you can get all the new features. And so I was easily able to convert the whole Family Guy series from DVD into iPod format in just about a day using three computers to convert it. And I have the whole Family Guy series, The Critic, which used to be a show on Fox and ABC and reruns on Comedy Central, a bunch of James Bond movies, Half-Baked, Airplane, some other movies. I converted them all fairly easily. It does it in real time for about, you know, a two-hour movie takes about 2 hours. And it's great. The quality is amazing. On the TV, it looks a little choppy, but it's still not bad. And one thing I can say about the social status of the iPod is that when I first got my first iPod, this is my fourth iPod I've sold or gave my other iPods away. But when I first got it about 4 years ago, or three, in 2002, when I got it, my first iPod, in school, people would be like, ooh, an iPod. And everyone would come up around and see it. And then, you know, I was probably like one of two people in the school who had an iPod. And then last year, I remember around December, if people saw you in the hall, like, oh, got another iPod. Because everybody last year got an iPod.
Oh, yeah.
And but now, same thing happened with Dale when he got his Nano. Everyone looks at it, thought it's cool and it's different. But then today when I brought mine in, everybody was asking to see it. And I'm one of three people who have it. But it's pretty funny with technology. People, when you have something very cool, not many people have it. Everyone, like, jumps to it. But, I guess, but when everyone else has it, it's not that. And that is, the coolness factor loses. So technology is very interesting.
Well, which model did you say you got? You said you got the 60 gig black?
Yeah.
How much space have you currently used out of that 60 gigs?
I've used 40 gigs. About 40 gigs. I have 22 gigs left. And I have a bunch of movies on there.
Yeah, because, like, I was looking at getting an iPod video, and I was probably just going to stick with the 30 gig model because I really don't think I need 60 gigs because my entire iTunes collection, which can easily be skimmed down because I've got, like, a lot of old podcasts that I can just delete, but it's right at about 5 gigs with...
Oh, wow.
Small videos like the Mac TV podcast or videocast.
Why don't you think about getting a Nano?
What?
Why don't you think about getting a Nano instead?
Because I want the video.
Small and nice.
Oh. All
right. I like the video.
Yeah, well,
besides, since I don't already own an iPod, I might as well go ahead and get the full size one. It's bigger. It plays videos, and I'm definitely going to be expanding my media library.
Well, I'd go for the 60 gig because you get for just $100 more, you can use a student discount online. $100 more, you get 30 more gigabytes. And also another thing that's not advertised, but it's hidden, is that the iPod has, RAM in it. The 30 gigabyte model has 32 megabytes of RAM. And so that's when you're playing a song, you might, like in the middle of the song, you might hear feel the hard drive spin up. That's because it's caching, in like seconds before, so that increases performance. And now with the 60 gig model, you actually get 64 megabytes of RAM. So
really?
Yeah, so you get more than the 30 gigabyte model. Also, you get so the performance is better, but I haven't used the other one, the 30 gigabyte. I've only played with it for a few seconds. I haven't really couldn't tell if there's a difference, but it's a little thicker, not much, like maybe 10 millimeters bigger. And It weighs a little more, but not really. It's about the same size as the 20 gigabyte iPod Photo, you know, which is not bad. Mm-hmm. You get about 20 hours of battery life for music compared to 15 with the 30 gigabyte model. And with the 30 you get 3.5 hours of video playback compared to 2 hours on the 30 gigabyte model. And so I think it's probably better in the long run if you're going to use it for a while to get the 60 gig model.
And this is based off the same firmware, the same OS that the Nano used with like the world clock and all those extra whistles.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't put it that way. I wouldn't say it's based on this. It just has the same, some of the same features, but it's totally different firmware and stuff.
Well, I meant like the same features as the iPod Nano, just with video support.
Yeah, and it's just so there's some other new smaller features, like you can keep the artwork playing up when you're playing songs. And there's just some small things, and the artwork is bigger, and it's much crisper looking, the screen. I really like it. When I was driving today in the car, it was much easier to look over at my iPod and see the song than it wasn't the smaller photo I had, you know, the smaller image.
You just said you were driving and watching your iPod video at the same time?
No, I meant out, like, listening to music, like, switching songs.
I was about to say.
Like, I was, like, looking over to see what was playing. I just, like, I glanced down.
I just want to ask another question. Where's the headphone jack located? Is it at the top or the bottom?
Top right.
Top right, because I was actually talking to a guy at school. We were talking about the iPod Nano and how it's on the bottom, and like when you've got it in your pocket, you can just put your hand in and it'll be upright, like if you wanted to change songs real quick or something.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool, and it's also good for the new necklace thing, lanyard. Yeah. That comes pretty cool.
I know you think that's a good idea, but I really don't like it. I think they look kind of strange, kind of like the
what coming out of the bottom.
Well, no, just the whole lanyard. I think it looks weird, kind of like the shuffle lanyard. I thought it just looked awkward.
I think it's cool.
Well, the shuffle's like a little flash drive. You could tuck that in your shirt. It's not.
Yeah, but you saw the shuffle lanyard. It's got that same white thing. I think it's weird.
Yeah.
I think wearing a bright white lanyard is a little odd.
Yeah, my parents both have it, but my mom has a clip for it, but my dad still uses it around his neck. I think it works well. Also, another thing Corey suggested I posted two new posts on my blog. One is a video of just a video you can check out, a really cool demonstration from the 60s, very way ahead of its time. And also, photo booth, me and Dale went to one of our local Apple stores, and so I got the idea. I said I zipped the photo booth app. That's the app that Steve Jobs demoed at his the keynote he gave 2 weeks ago, and then I sent it to myself. And you can it's only offered on the new iMacs, but it'll work on other Macs. And I got it working on my Mac Mini.
Would you just say you went to the Apple Store and sent it to yourself?
Yeah, through email.
Ah.
What'd you say, Dale?
Naughty, naughty Jeff.
Yeah, whatever. But so it works, and it works well, because I have an eyesight, and so there's a picture up there. I guess I shouldn't be saying this, but don't ask me for it, but you can do it. It was a test, I say. But and also another thing that goes along with that is Front Row can now you can get it working on any Macintosh. The torrent is online, and I, needless to say, tried it out, and it works. There's some kinks in it, and this is the new Media Center thing for Mac. That's only available on the new iMacs, but someone was able to take it off. There's some core features that just some files that you need to put into your hard drive and then the app, and then you can control it through actually a Bluetooth phone or your keyboard. And I'll post some pictures up, but it works pretty good. The animation works. It's a little slow. It's not nothing really that bad. But it works normally like anything else. On mine, at least, it got flickery. Dale, did you try it?
No, I haven't tried it yet. I watched the video of someone running it, though, and yeah, it looked a little choppy.
Yeah, there's a little, like, sometimes it'd be the little fuzz things, and sometimes the artwork won't come up, but it still works like it was anyway. And, like, it was a little slow, but it's still not bad. for my Mac Mini. I didn't try it on any of my other Macs.
Keep in mind, it's supposed to be running on a nice iMac G5, which is quite a bit more powerful than a Mac Mini.
Yeah, the Mac Mini, my iPod has more probably video RAM than my Mac Mini. The Mac Mini only has 32 megabytes of video RAM on a ATI 9600. They really skimp on it. That's the worst feature of the Mac Mini. It has a really...
Was that upgraded in the...
Yeah, the new Mini...
They did that along with the processor upgrade.
Yeah, it's 64 megabytes, which is an upgrade, but it's still a 9200, which is doesn't support Core Image, and it's a pretty old video card. Yeah. But for the size, I guess, they have to do that.
You really can't, Brett. I mean, you really can't just bash on the iPod Mini because it does serve its purpose.
Do you mean Mac Mini?
Mac Mini, that's what I meant.
No, we weren't bashing it. We were just.
I didn't mean like bashing it. I'm just saying that a lot of people say that
it's the entry-level
machines
Mac.
Of the Apple world, and it is, but it serves its purpose for people that are looking to switch and just want to try it out if never used or owned, you know, an Apple OS system.
I'm not bashing it. I use it. That's my main system.
I was talking about not just you guys, but other people.
Me and Dale both use it for our system because we're students. We can't afford G5s.
Definitely. I mean, it serves its purpose as a cheap Mac. Seeing as a lot of Macs out there are, you know, expensive, the Mac Mini is definitely a good system, and I'm looking into getting one.
Good.
Saving my pennies and getting I'm going to get the top-of-the-line one with a gig of RAM.
That's a good choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Giga RAM.
But I'm looking here at the Mac Mini at the store. It still says a 32 megabyte DDR video memory.
Oh, they're still saying that, but they're shipping with the new stuff.
Oh, they are. Okay, just wondering.
Yeah, and never mind. All right, and Corey, we had one email today. Corey, you want to read that?
Yes. It wasn't even anything tech related. Guys, come on, send us email.
No email this week.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, and for the person who was wondering about the lawnmower thing, you may want to listen to one of the previous episodes where Corey brought up a mention to a gas-powered lawnmower that was supposedly so cool.
It's episode one or episode two.
Yes, we have been bothering him about it ever since.
That's what the email was about, just to clarify that. You've already answered the email.
Figured I'd try.
Also, another thing... tonight I'm going to put a new feed up for iTunes. It probably won't be up for maybe a couple of days, but because how Apple does the feeds, but it'll be just the Teen Talk TV, the video, vidcast, if you want to call it. I'll just put that the new iPod format, so you can put it on your iPod if you want to do that. I guess I gotta start working on some new episodes. It's been a while, but I got a lot of things going right now, so I'm real busy.
Yeah, I think we've all been pretty busy. It's sort of hard to get everybody together and do a podcast.
And also, one more thing. I was interviewed by the Teen Podcasters Network podcast. Quick interview. I don't know. It'll be online. I'll post the link to it whenever it goes up. It should be up soon, I guess. I don't know. But I was just interviewed. I talk about the show on it. And also, I'm planning on it. Maybe Dale will go. That there's going to be a teen podcasting network, which we're proudly a part of. I think they're good. It's a really great site. There's a thing in New York we might be going to in December, kind of like with a live audience at a tech store. It's a Mac store in Manhattan, and I'm planning on going. And I guess Dale, if you can go, we'll go, right?
Yeah, love to go.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. They haven't set a date yet, but I'm really excited. Hopefully people show up to podcast, talk, and also to be there to listen. So I'm excited. Maybe I'll try to film it. Take my camera in without getting mugged.
Can put it as a video cast.
Yeah, you can put it up as a video cast.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We'd have Corey come up, but...
Oh, by the way, we are almost at 30 minutes.
All right.
Okay, well, I've got a thing to end out with.
All right. Go ahead, Corey.
This is a quick news story. Firefox 1.5 release candidate is held for some last-minute...
Did you get that off of Dig, Corey?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Are you sure? I could have sworn I saw it on Dig.
I got it from linuxpipeline.com.
Oh, okay. Because I am pretty sure... All
right, go on.
Basically, it was just... They're holding it off for a couple days just to get some last-minute bugs, last-minute kinks worked out of it. The very famous web browser is going to be releasing its next version sometime within the next couple of days. It was scheduled to be released Sunday, October 23rd at midnight. That fell through, obviously, and we'll hope for the release candidate to be released shortly.
Just to let you know, it's the seventh one down on Dig with 381 digs.
Why does that mean I got it off of Dig?
Yeah, deal.
I'm sorry. I just... Deal. Okay.
All right, I guess anybody have any topics they want to bring up?
Nope.
All right, well, I'm glad we got this podcast out. Too bad Robert couldn't make it. Try to get another podcast out by maybe this Sunday if we're all not bogged down. But please send us email.
You might want to send some email to Robert to make him feel better.
Yeah, Robert's sick. But send us emails, feedback, whatever you want, suggestions.
TeamTechTalk@gmail.com.
Yes, TeamTechTalk@gmail.com. Do that. You can also Skype to one of us. You can Skype Corey at TeamTechTalk. That's the Skype handle. You can find it Jeff-Glad. You can't spell Glad, but you can find it on the TeamTechTalk website. After Skype me on the badges. And